नमस्कार, माय नेम इज आचार्य मंत्र जपानंद अवधूत।
सो दादाजी, टेल अस हाउ यू बिकेम इन्वॉल्वड विद अनंद मार्ग एंड इनिशिएशन।
यू नो, फ्रॉम वेरी चाइल्डहुड आई वाज ऑलवेज लुकिंग समथिंग न्यू। व्हाट एवर वाज इन माय सराउंडिंग, आई वाज नॉट एट ऑल हैप्पी विद दैट। You know, in India, always we have so many festivals like Holi, Deepavali, but everybody is celebrating those festivals. And I used to go to a very lonely place in a football field very far from the community. And I sit alone, even though I was only 11 years old. And then, so one day it so happened that we were some of the my friend, we were going to play the football. And then very heavy rain came. And on the way, there was a Anand Marga Jagriti. So we just went to the Jagriti there, just to hide ourselves. Those days, there was not a very good opinion about the Anand Marga in our area. So, but we went, just we had to hide ourselves safe from the rain. So we went there, we were near about 6-7 of the player. So, and then the Dadaji was sitting there, so we meet with the Dada, and then Dada invited very cordially to us, "Now please come and sit down." So we sit there, and then some of my friend, they start mocking to the Dada. "Dada, tell me how many skull you have now. You have how many children you have cut their neck. It is known as Nati Katwa. So how many neck you have cut?" But Dada was very politely, very humbly answering everybody, "No, it is not. This Tandav was given by Lord Shiva, so we were... we do tanda dance, so that's why we keep the skull. You can get from anywhere that skull." So, and I was just watching. I was not interested with watching. But they were asking so many questions, just like a mocking to the Dada. And Dada was very politely and humbly answering. Anyway, the rain was stopped, and then we went to the play. When we were going, Dada again say that, "Whenever you so wish, please come to the ashram. I love to see all of you here in the ashram." So that struck me very much, that you see, these all my friends, they were talking so much against the Dada, and Dada was very polite and humble, answering to everybody very politely. And at last, he again invited to us in the ashram. So I thought, okay, let me time to time visit to him. I get little attracted with that impression. And then it was, Jagriti was only 7 minutes walk from my house. Whenever I get opportunity, I start visiting to Dada. Then Dada invited me, "Oh, you please come on the Sunday. We have collective meditation in the Sunday and you can attend. So, then you will come to know me about Anand Marga." So I went there, I just sit. I was not initiated at the time. So I just sit and I saw that they did kirtan and then the meditation. Everybody was closing eyes. I was just watching.
What year and how old were you?
It was 1981.
Your age?
Yeah. My age was at that time 12 years, I think. 12 or 13, just. So then, I asked to the Dada, "Dada, what do you do when you close your eyes?" So then he said, "If you want to know it, then you have to come with a specific time, and this is the meditation. I will teach you meditation." So I thought, okay, there is nothing wrong. So this is how I get attracted, and I learn the meditation. And then after, I was very deeply thinking that, "Oh, I want to see Baba." So, but still I was very young and I was studying. But in the Jagriti, there were some Margi boy. They used to stay in the Jagriti. They were also studying in the college. So it was a DMC program in the Calcutta. So they all had the plan to go Calcutta. So I also decided that I will also go with them. But my family was not a Margi family, and my colony, my muhalla, was dead against of the Marga. So my parents, they did not allow me. So I got very, very disappointed, very disappointed. And it's so disappointed that I went to the Jagriti and I approached to the Dada. Dada, how come I will attend the DMC? DMC. So Dada said, no, you have to get permission from your parents. You are too young. So never mind. And then Dada has to go earlier for the Calcutta, he was telling, for reporting. And he left Jagriti key with me. And he told that whenever you so wish, you can come and meditate here. So on the DMC day, I went to Jagriti. And I was very class because I feel, at that time I felt that, oh, this boy, they are not so disciplined. They are not so particular in the attending the Dham Chakra. But they are Margi boy, and that's why they could get opportunity to go to see the Baba. And I am so particular about my meditation, I could not go. So I was very class, and I was sitting in front of the Baba's, the picture. And I start thinking, I start crying that why, Baba, I could not attend, and this, as they belong to the Margi family, and they got the opportunity. So anyway, that in that class, I fall in sleep. And then I hear something like that, Baba is telling, never mind my little boy, you will get opportunity at the proper time to attend the DMC. Anyway, after that, in 1984, there was a DMC in the Bethia. So that was a great opportunity that I could attend. And so on the, but Baba has to pass through my Laukik city that. So we went to the bypass that Baba will go. So early in the since morning, we were waiting. And then the Baba's car came. It was the very first time. And then, of course, Baba was sitting and Ramananji was driving. I was not knowing at the time who is who in that. So everybody, all of a sudden, it become like just everybody get mad. Baba, somebody is doing sashtang pranam on the road, so dirty road. And no, somebody, it very different scenario within fraction of minute. And hardly Baba car was 2 or 3 minutes, less than that. And somebody tried to give the garland, and somebody crying, something very different. So it was a very surprising scenario for me. Then anyway, that was the first time I could see the Baba. But then I developed, I would have been also bring a garland to give to the Baba. I missed that chance. So, and then Baba's car went from there, and there was some tea shops around. Then after, we were just discussing, and now we were about to disperse. Then the tea shop, the vendor, they were talking among themselves. Hey, you see, these people was almost 3 hours here. And you see that this, the guru himself is driving the car. And a Seth, a very rich man, Seth, in India they call it Seth, a big businessman. A very rich man was sitting in the back, and the guru is himself driving the car. What kinds of guru it is? That they were discussing among themselves, because they thought that Ramananji is a guru and the Baba is a Seth. Anyway, that scenario passed. Then I went to attend the DMC. we attend DMC, it was very wonderful. Very wonderful experiences. But the thought was burning, I want to give garland to the Baba, but too young. And we don't know, very new in the Anandamarga. But then came that Baba will, when Baba is going to come back from the Betia, he will pass again by that, in our city. So I told to the LFT, I expressed to the LFT, hey, I very much want to give garland to the Baba. How could we be able to give the garland? Then he told, okay, we will find out the way. We will just, Baba is going to pass by this road and it will be a stop. So just we will jump and we will give, don't worry. We will give the garland because everybody is holding the garland there. So, and then he gave me a clue. He told that, hey, you know, the Baba generally sit more in the right side of the car. So we will be right side of the road. So we will be close. And we will give garland to the Baba. Then the Baba car came. Again, the same scenario. Everybody become like a mad. And then, so anyway, we were the near to the Baba's window. So, and then the BSS immediately covered all the area. But Baba, he removed the screen inside the car like this. And then I think it was the window somebody down. I tried to give, but then the PA, he took in his hand the garland. He did not permit me to put because... So anyway, I gave the garland, was taken by the PA. And then after the Baba left from there. But what I felt that the Baba was, you know, Baba was doing namaskar like this and we were like this. So when Baba's car passed, we start discussing, me and the LFT and some of the Margi, those who were the right side, that you see, Baba was hardly 2 minutes here, but all the time, Baba was looking towards us. Baba was looking towards us. And then the Bhukti Pradhan, who was that side, and so many Margi, they say, no. All the time, Baba was looking towards us. This was the miracle. This was the miracle. And that day, after that, I was very particular in the meditation and all these things. And then the start burning that, no, I want to become a Dada. But the family condition did not allow until 1990. Then after when I complete my study, they were looking for the marriage, you know, arranged marriage in India. Then I thought, no, this is the time to run away. And I ran away. I went to the training center and this is how I came to Dharmavarga. So thank you very much. Namaskar.